line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Yeah. I have no clue who the hell that was.
Oh, right. That was Cake.
Cake. Still have
That's
no
what
clue.
I did. I went the distance last year.
All right. Welcome everybody back to week nine of the BCFFL podcast. My name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of this BCFFL. With me tonight, you've heard president of the IMUS, original
Hello.
Owner Mike Minnick. Welcome back. Also,
welcome
back, Mike.
I'm glad to be here.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Also joining us again tonight is our champion, Mr. Bud Wash himself. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, I just want to say happy Veterans Day to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good
special
point. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Shout out to Vinny.
Do we have any vets in the...
Vince?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, Vince, I heard that Vince can now...
Yes.
Hear
Vince.
Us.
And, now that it's not on Spotify.
Yeah, now that we took it off Spotify, that was a very tough decision to make. We no longer have a way of tracking how many... things and people are listening, but you know
he's caught up. He listened to everyone.
Don't put my name on any posts. I don't
need
any Chinese.
Yeah, the Chinese authorities.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Spotify is not allowed, but Duffy's website is. So I don't get that.
Correct. He does have some comments.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Well, okay.
They spelled correctly.
Well, that I do not.
Probably not. Yeah, I want to. I'm glad
First
you're okay, Vince.
Said,
if you're listening, I'm glad you're okay and hanging.
They have not had a case over there in 8 months.
In the city he lives in, or
yes, and
wow,
I have that
unbelievable.
On where
they're
he
under
lives.
Martial law,
and
yeah,
they've had a total of six in the city that he lives. It is called Shenyang, not Wuhan. He was upset over Shenyang.
All right, so he's a little upset. I've been kept, well.
And he's a little upset.
You know, it all sounds
like
sounds kind of like Wuhan to me.
He may not come back next year because of how out of control the COVID is here in the United States compared to Thailand.
Oh, come back
There's
to the draft rather than the league. He's still going to be in the league, though, right?
I assume, but, you know, it's how they shut everything down for 1 month. And now everything's clear for 8 months. Maybe that's something we should have considered doing
probably
here.
Probably have like camps that they put all the COVID people in and like put them up in the effing mountain somewhere.
That's
yeah.
Correct.
The truth
like
is, we don't know what really goes on over there and how they.
Yeah. Might not even be Vince.
Yeah. Have you checked the spelling? It's probably that's a good indication whether it's Vince or not. I don't know. Glad to hear you're okay, Vince.
Yeah.
It sounds like
love you, buddy.
It sounds
and
like
thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and anybody else that I can't think of anybody who did Ed? Was Ed in the? I don't think so.
I do not know.
Esther Lee, I don't think so. And none of the hearts. Yeah, we're not exactly a civic.
I was in the Peace Corps for a couple years.
Yeah. Yep. Where were you stationed?
Shenyang.
Oh yeah, I thought you might have been over in like Congo or something.
Well,
so yeah, Vince is our only vet representative. So I guess we're putting our good foot forward.
25 years, I believe.
Yeah,
more than 25.
Yeah, he retired from the Air Force, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He's a jet fighter.
Yeah, he was Top Gun.
I think they based his life on that Top Gun movie. I think Tom Cruise talked to him.
Question for you.
Well, the Top Gun was Navy pilots, by the way. But yeah.
If you're an American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom?
much.
European.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk about anything BCFFL related this week. Obviously, we didn't have a podcast last week. We took the week off to
regroup
and respectful for the Brothers Grimm and their loss. And it's been 2 weeks since we last had one, and you can tell that I have absolutely nothing really prepared for again tonight. But
yeah,
so we'll get through this. Anything, any news of the? Yeah, I can't turn that thing off. Can you hear it? Is it bleeding over?
No, it's not.
Very soothing. I love
it. This is going to be the last time you guys see Goldie, is
what?
It?
Thanksgiving. Appetizer.
No. I can't believe this, but Melissa's mom last night, she said she'll take her, and I'm like, out of nowhere.
That's
so I don't
good.
Know if she's listened to the podcast, maybe.
I could be. That's a good chance.
I wondered that myself. See, that's why we had to take it down from Spotify, to be honest. Let's go back to that, because it doesn't really bode well if you're looking for a new job or
an acquaintance
or anything like that. It doesn't go well if they Google your name and the first thing that pops up is this nonsense. So,
nonsense.
Well, you know what I'm saying. If you start diving into this, it gets a little intense.
I have to go to the black what on the internet? What is that?
Black web.
The black web. It's just
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go.
Yeah, so we took it down from Spotify. It's no longer up there. I sent out the Duffy was nice enough to host it for us, and he was very adamant that I actually make sure I mention his name on the podcast, since he is constantly complaining about disrespect.
that's why I don't use his name in vain. I know he's like.
Well, there's been a lot of room. You know, a lot of people don't even think he exists.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah,
I've said it before. I don't know.
There's people in the league that are still convinced that that Duffy is a made up alias of mine. That I have two inboxes, and then I actually, you know, I go in there and post as him to bust people's ass. He lives in Naples in Collier County. It's real.
I'm just pissed he didn't take me in his roadster back in the day so I could smoke a couple cigarettes.
Oh, the SS has
sold that thing and never got to ride in it.
I got a chance to ride in that thing.
He riding a unicycle or something.
Now. I don't know what those things are, man. I have no idea, but
he's into 3D printing.
Oh, 3D. When he puts his mind to something, he definitely keeps it going. Hey, I wanted to mention our sponsor tonight, the Lion's Head Beer. The executives from Lion's Head were gracious enough to stop in last night and resupply.
There's two in your fridge.
I have
mean
some
resupply?
Down. I have some in the basement.
He's
okay.
Yeah.
College kids.
No, I put them downstairs. That way we don't bleed into next week's supply. So
okay.
This week. So it's a thought process, Mike.
That's an excellent
job. I saw
some
teenagers drinking some Lion Heads on the corner when I was pulling up.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, well, I would just want to thank the executives that dropped it off, shared we had some seltzers last night, but...
they got seltzers?
No, I was drinking something else. It wasn't Lion Heads.
Let's not talk about that.
So, yeah... any more news of the day? Did you guys want to talk about any news that happened over the last 2 weeks? And I want to point out, number one, the trade deadline
is tomorrow,
kickoff, 8:30 at the 8:20 Titans and who's the Titans and
Titans and the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, yeah, that should be a good game.
Well, Jonathan Taylor breaks his ankle. That would be really nice to help that team out right now.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, your running back.
I never play him.
I know.
Well, what do you hope some backup breaks?
Backup will go play for us.
Who?
Yeah.
Wilkins.
Oh, you should start him anyway.
I shit. I don't know who the hell I start. It doesn't matter. My team blows.
I'd like to trade
the P4 level now. Just like Steve said.
Boy.
My team sucks.
Well, I liked your pickup today with Rodrigo Blankenship. What is it with you and the kickers, man?
I mean, yeah, but he's playing tomorrow night. Give me something to watch. It's like
Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Plus Mike dropped him. So.
Yeah, I dropped him and picked up that kicker for the Crosby for Green Bay and had 13 points last week.
I'm surprised you dropped Prater, though. Prater.
What did Blankenship had one last week?
Oh, no, I had Prater. He's a guy that missed another goddamn field
goal. Oh, did
he?
Well, he's got a big leg, though.
He got a big leg and he shanks
it. But he can miss.
Ah,
yeah.
Yeah, well,
I've enjoyed him.
He can go miss
year.
On somebody else's team.
Okay.
Not on mine anymore. You're out.
So all right. That's the way Jerry works it.
That's the way
with
I roll.
The last 2 weeks, apparently there's some conspiracy going on against Team Imus. Apparently something doctored the score or something after I thought I had eliminated Jerry from the death
pool.
Well,
I'm going to have to point this out to Hardy, and
I didn't
notice myself. We're talking about week 8,
that's
right?
That's correct.
This is 2 weeks ago. DFW beat Jerry 114.3 to 57.2 is the way I see
it.
Do
we have to bring that up?
And Imus lost to the Reaper 82.4 to 57.0. So it looks like you lost by 2 yards.
Well, that's what it looks like now, but
yeah,
it didn't look
at
like
the time,
that. Then.
Yeah, at the time, there was a stat correction.
And according
Hardy put it in.
I'd like to know exactly what the stat correction was, because otherwise I'm
going to
file
it up.
A complaint with the
league.
You know,
I kind of looked. They have a thing. I don't know what website
it
says.
You
stat
can do
corrections
it.
In
yeah.
the NFL for all players
oh.
and defenses, but I didn't see anything. For either of our teams, for the our players, so it must have been.
There's a stat correction
probably
right under the scores.
Probably
it
the commissioner.
It. Yeah,
commissioner probably just went in and said.
Actually,
hey,
Hardy kind of Hardy maintains the list.
Damn.
Well, Hardy has the official list, and according to that, I'm good to go. Yeah. So anyway, and the last 2 weeks. Brothers Grimm have the highest points scored.
They're on fire.
Baby. Cook's cooking.
Last two. Oh, Cook is out of control.
He is cooking.
He's definitely cooking.
He has like
he's cooking.
Touchdowns, 7 touchdowns.
400.
But can you keep running like that for a long time?
It's
he
Derrick Henry. It's Derrick Henry.
Henry doesn't run like that. I don't think he.
Henry just knocks your
yeah.
ass over.
Hook. I mean, Cook looks like he's getting speed. Beat every like head concussions and just.
Well, he's an injury waiting.
That's what I'm thinking myself.
So big congratulations, Brothers Grimm, coming up with the last two high scores, two
mm-hmm.
weeks in a row.
Even
without
Aaron Jones playing.
Getting
yeah,
rolling.
And they then they managed to do a trade in there with they sent Roethlisberger to Joel.
Yeah.
They got some,
They got backup.
Yeah, they got Williams who needed him. And I did talk to Mark last night, or the Lions head executives, and he wanted to point out that if they did not make that trade, if they did not make that trade for Williams, they would have lost that week.
Did they start him?
Yeah. So, you could say what you want about that trade. There were some
very
questionable.
Very impressed with the league, with the trades. But this is like dead. Nobody would pick up anybody, Harley. Nobody would make trades. Now it seems like in the
it's all from this podcast. It's the only reason people are doing anything.
Yeah,
like mentally influenced.
I would like to
shit.
Trade for Miles Sanders. We can talk about that after the hit.
Right.
Usually it was Ed. Ed's the one that usually came knocking
Ed
around.
Yeah, me and Ed were buddies.
Yeah.
I like that.
Ed usually comes knocking around this time of year, but it looks like, DFW, they've been calling, he's practically. I've forwarded. I'm sure he's contacted you guys. I've forwarded most of the league's information to him, so I know he's out there trying to make trades and make moves. I got to give him credit. He's kind of turned his season around. Right now, he's looking. He's wild card position in the AFC right now at 4-5.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's 4-5.
There's four.
And
there's a wild card. If you look at it right now, the wild card would go to Carter because he scored the most
points. So he's not. He wouldn't be.
Well, he has the same record as my heroes.
But he wouldn't be in.
No, he wouldn't. No,
okay.
He would not be in.
So then you missed.
I'm saying that he has the same playoff record. Same
your
record.
Statistician is.
All right, yeah, I know
off.
He's being a kind of.
Need to fire his ass.
So, yeah, in the NFC, that's a good thing we should do every week is we should just outline right. If this was the playoffs starting this week, we would have the Bulldogs with a bye. Bada Bing would be playing Imus week 14.
Yeah.
Over in the AFC, it would be Brothers Grimm with a bye, and B Team would be playing the their division cohort, Mighty Heroes. So that's where
Bless
we are
you.
Now.
Bless
but
you.
Yeah, Thank getting you. Back to that. yeah, Brothers Grimm look, and you know who's coming around too is Joel. Joel
yeah.
has.
He's hanging. I don't
yeah, Joel's got scoring a lot of points.
He is.
Like that, there's like two or three teams that are good to go. I think they got a shot. Like not Carter. Not
no.
Yeah, not with his quote today saying, you know, kicking everybody's ass. It's like forget that. Pipe dream.
I'm telling you, no. I don't think anybody wants Carter to be in the playoffs. You know.
No. Now Vince was upset over that,
yeah,
so that's
I
why
know.
He actually, you know, put on a message board there.
What was he upset about?
That
Carter was talking shit that his team beat the last.
Oh,
two,
yeah.
Oh,
two oh.
teams that played for the championship.
Yeah, Vince.
Oh, wow. So
Vince
it's pretty
no
bad when you get.
This year.
That must probably in that. The middle of the night. He's probably getting these emails too, right?
So
he's sitting up.
They
probably let him 5 minutes.
From what
you
I
could, you have
no.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
If it's 6 o'clock here right now,
yeah.
6:03, it's
yeah.
6:03 in the morning over
oh,
there.
Oh,
day.
Wow.
Now,
12 hours.
So he's just, in a few hours, he's going to get these, he's going to be waking up this podcast and getting
yep.
his emails. Oh, God. So, Mike, I don't know if you want to review, any other news, that anybody, any other news of the day? I can't
I
think
I
of anything.
I heard something on the way in here. Not that this is, you know.
I mean, we've managed the COVID. It's kind of just floating around. Luckily, we don't have any more games delayed or anything like that.
No.
So
I heard two things. One, there's apparently no buys week 12. So we have buys week
oh,
10, serious? 11, and 13. That's what I just
you
heard.
Something in to make it 17
so
weeks.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then I also heard that Corey Davis' brother died this past in the last day or two. He had some unusual cancer. So
oh.
he may not play this week. Whoever has
Corey. Corey the same Corey Davis that you trashed and you said it was not that good.
The one that got 0 points this past week. Yes, that one.
You know, he's a tough one to figure out. Tannehill seems to go to him a lot, though. I don't know. But
right.
I just double-checked. Yeah, you are correct. There are no buys at all on week 12.
We should just scrap the season.
Nope. No,
we're gonna power
we're
through.
Gonna yeah,
we're gonna power through.
Let's call it.
Yeah,
call
well, we've been fortunate.
DOA.
No delays, and everything's been moving along. And
this
I
COVID
mean,
shit is ridiculous. Like
everybody, I know the Hearts weren't very happy this past week when they played me. They were, you know, giving me shit about. I guess they had somebody. One, of, I think it was their quarterback. Was it Stafford went on COVID IR like right before the game
played,
started, and they
yeah.
were forced to play Breeze, which, you know. Was the difference
yeah,
in our game? Yeah, it really sucked for me or for them. Yeah, yeah they were complaining
sucked.
About playing Breeze, and I'm like,
right.
I
Stafford
really thought I had that game. I
Stafford was cleared, dude.
So did I.
Yeah
Stafford
he did. Was
cleared.
He
got cleared.
Start. Yeah.
Yeah, but I you know, who knows if they were just a little.
Well,
bit
you
better.
Never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I went into that game Sunday night, and I thought I had Cook, Lutz, and they had Breeze, and I thought, you know. I had a pretty healthy lead, too, and I thought, well, I got him here. And
I woke up, I saw that score, I did a little jig, I thought, holy shit.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I could have, yeah. That's you caned another.
Who was it that said that Breeze sucked balls
that's
and
me.
They should cut him?
That's right. Well, they've been given
that?
The
that's me.
They've been given the Hearts shit
I
all year long.
Still think there's
so
a couple teams.
Yeah,
Bing still has old fucking running backs that are going to tail off, and Breeze
who?
Still sucks.
Bing, you think... Oh, they have old running backs. Yeah.
Bing does.
Oh, the Bing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I still think they have old running backs. I still think he's doing it with smoke and mirrors. He's doing great.
He's managing his quarterbacks.
That's exactly,
you know, he
yeah.
He's
doing a great job.
Well, like Tim said, this is a quarterback league.
Who?
Tim.
Oh, God.
Yes. It is a quarterback
is.
League.
Man, yeah.
I mean,
Tim's or Tom is.
When your guy scores, you know, 40, 50 points in a week.
You got me saying Tim now.
Yeah. That's his real name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know, Mike, you want to go back and we have, I have the picks from week 8. You were, 3-3. Jerry, you were 4-2.
Whoa.
I was 4-2.
What?
Damn it.
So for the,
you want to go
for the entire season. I'm 20-18. You are 17-19.
That's not right. There was only one game difference. We were tied going into it, Troy.
Yeah, and I was.
And you win one more than me. So how are you?
I can't add, man. Hold on.
Troy, fire that damn statistician for you.
No, I think it's my Connor Weiser education. I got 4 plus 6 plus 14 equals 20, but it's 4 plus 8 or 14, so that's 8. I am 18-18, and you are 17-19.
That sounds a little closer.
Okay. Frank Hess would be real proud of me right now. All right, so. So yeah, but we didn't track last week, so.
I was 6-0 last week.
Oh yeah, yeah. How about that? Ironically. Jerry, what's going on with the big TDs, man? I mean, what?
Lamar Jackson, he's a 1 year wonder, dude.
Yeah, it's starting to look that way.
I was talking to Carter about that at the beginning of the year. It's like, man, they figured that dude out.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
You can throw the ball. You can just set 7 in the box.
Yeah, he's got a weird delivery.
Well, he started changing it last week. He's actually throwing it overhead.
Instead of that weird kind of
sidearm.
So you got a 3-game losing streak now, Jerry.
Is it 3 or 2?
3.
Is it 3? Holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm
you
out.
Lost, and you lost to DFW.
Anybody wants a trade, bring it on. I'll take your draft picks, whatever you got.
You lost to Imus.
Except kickers.
And you lost to Pinnacle 4 in the last 3 weeks. Now you got, and then
you
now
got,
you.
And this guy, Shark, goes off for 89 points. Pinnacle 4. Who was it? Metcalf or DSW?
Oh, yeah.
So Brady went off for 4.5.
Yeah, 4.
Well, you got me this week, Jerry. So you got the Bulldogs, and you know.
Might keep it close. I'm sure you have. Who's good? Lockett and Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
Henry. I got Henry tomorrow
touchdown.
Night.
Yeah, it doesn't look good because
you know Lockett fell down on the 1 yard line last week, and it would have been a 9-pointer, and I would have easily beat Hardy, but you can't win them all.
Right before the goal line.
Nope.
Yep, you can't win them all, and no one's, you know, I'm not that upset.
For the last 5 weeks, that Lockett guy apparently is like outside the top 40 each week in wide receivers.
Yeah, I heard that only against Arizona is the only time that he did anything. He's been under 50 yards like 4 weeks out of the last 5, and it's kind of.
You want to trade him?
No, I got to keep him in.
You sure?
I've had plenty of people ask me. I've actually turned down a trade for. Actually, you know what? We'll see till tomorrow night. But I had some people knocking on my door for Henry. One of which was Metcalf himself. So.
For Derrick Henry or Hunter Henry?
Derrick. Not Hunter Henry.
Ah.
But.
They're not knocking your door down for Hunter.
Not really.
Oh,
no.
Henry.
So you want to go over the games this past week, Mike?
Yes. I would like to do the review.
The reviews. Any other news of the day? Anybody? Did anyone?
She's a porn star.
Heather Hunter. Yeah, wasn't Rod Stewart married to her?
Was he? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated too.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, this is somebody else. But he was married to a sports
star. Rachel Hunter, I think
Rachel
her name.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Heather Hunter is a porn.
Rachel Hunter.
Yeah, Rachel Hunter.
Was a Sports Illustrated
swimsuit. Married to Rod Stewart, yep.
Oh.
For a
Tab
long time.
Tab Hunter. He was an actor back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Tab Hunter.
Woo! All right.
Him and Peter North? What?
Peter North. Money shot.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Sorry, Mike. We don't want to interrupt. There's no more news of the day. Go ahead.
We're going into the dark net.
All right, let's start with the really good close game. Bada Bing won 18.7.
Oh, man.
Over DFW, 18.4. What helped the
another 3 yards. You know, isn't that crazy?
Another 3 yards.
And you know what? That was a stat correction.
There's never going to be ties in these.
Didn't we say that?
Yep.
And you know, that was a stat correction, too, because Joel woke. It was like 120 or something. It wasn't as close as that the night when he went to bed, and it dropped down like a sack or something.
He shouldn't go to bed at 9:30.
Yeah, it's a tough loss for Scott because, man, I mean, if Scott would have won that game, he'd be in 5-4 in the wild card position in AFC.
Difference in that was the late Steeler Ebron touchdown.
Right. Right.
So that gave them 8.2
points. It was
points.
A double dip, right?
Yep.
So
it was a double dip.
That's what really...
Roethlisberger, did you watch that game at all?
Yeah,
Dallas?
I watched
Man,
it.
He looked horrible. His arm is just shot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was fluttering those balls
looked
all over.
Like
he never had a good...
Looked like Brief.
You know, he never really threw a perfect ball. He never really threw a pretty
zip.
Ball. Oh, yeah, but it never was
those
a spiral.
Like wounded ducks.
It's almost like Rivers. Rivers never threw a good
he's
ball.
He's a shot putter now.
So, yeah, Roethlisberger got the bang, 43.
You know what Roethlisberger reminds me of is like a wrestler, you know? Like professional wrestler. Like, they knock him down,
oh,
like he gets down on his knees.
Like
and then, like, you know, you start building him up and he starts
like
shaking and,
like
you keep hitting.
Show. He kind of looks like the
Big
Show.
Mother. I mean,
yeah,
I
and, like, you just wait. It's like, you know that he's never you know he's not going to be down and out. He's always going to surprise you. It's like almost like he relishes this role of his. Go ahead, Mike.
Anti-Jay Cutler. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, Adams also helped him out. 29.3, unless that's a 24.3.
Devontae.
Yes, Devontae, and then Josh Jacobs got him 15.8. Who didn't help him out was David Johnson, 1.6, and concussion.
Where are these
there.
Old running backs you're talking about? Jacobs is pretty young, isn't he?
Yeah, he's young, but he sucks.
Oh, I don't think so, does he?
Yeah, he's not good. Jerry, you're a Raider fan.
Top 10 running back too,
but
top 10 running back?
Yeah.
Didn't they have somebody?
Josh Jacobs?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he's top 10. Dude.
Who
maybe
else
me. I hate.
Who else?
Who else?
Yeah. Give me the other nine. Go ahead. Go.
All right. We'll go McCaffrey. We'll go Henry. We'll go Jones. Right there's three. I'll put that.
Cook.
And the Saints dude.
Pull up the
Kamara.
Pull up the scoring.
Kamara.
Carson.
Carson. Johnny Carson. Are you kidding?
Carson.
He had one good game where he scored two touchdowns. I think and that was the first game of the year.
You have that scoring up.
I do. How about C. Edwards Hilaire? You got
get out of here.
Edwards Hilaire has more
one
points.
Touchdown.
Exactly.
One touchdown.
What does that tell you about Jacobs?
Jacobs has like seven or eight touchdowns.
What about Chubb?
Nick Chubb. He hasn't even played half.
But he's still good. Mixon.
Mixon.
You know
Mixon.
What though? Jerry's right.
No
I mean, I don't
way.
See.
Where's he scoring at? What's
Jerry's
he at?
Jerry's right. I don't.
He's in top 10, dude.
Yeah, he might be.
Now, all right.
Well. I'm gonna look. You guys chat.
All right, man. Go ahead, Mike. Continue.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Sorry,
anyway,
buddy.
DFW there.
Tough loss for DFW.
Yeah,
tough loss.
He had Ryan get him 40, Metcalf 19.8, Gurley 11.5. What didn't help his team was Hopkins only got him 3. Corey Davis got him 0.
Ooh.
Didn't see that happening.
If he would have put in Ruggs or Miller off his bench.
Ruggs.
Yeah, he would have
really?
He would have won because they each had 1 point.
Oh God, that's a rough
say,
one.
I was watching that game. I didn't see Ruggs.
That's a tough
bench.
One, man.
Well,
that's a game of inches.
Well, that's yeah. Well, 3 yards.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much closer. I guess. If, I guess 2 yards is closer with the getting out of the elimination pool. We'll talk about that.
All right. Where would you like to go now? What's where you think there?
Well, I mean, there was not much to talk about with the Brothers Grimm and Snipers. I mean, even though the Snipers scored a lot of points, it's just that, you know, they're getting some bad luck with who they're
How
going
good
up against.
Murray.
Yeah.
61
I know.
Points.
And he has a better, he looks better than Jackson did last year. I'm sorry. Murray can throw, you know.
Yeah.
And he some of the moves he makes, it's just unbelievable.
Did you happen to see that Tua Tagli or whatever his name
no,
is?
No, I didn't.
Holy crap. It looked like he was going to get sacked. The next thing you know, he's running for 20 yards up the middle.
Yeah, you know.
It's the NFL.
Man, the Dolphins look good. I mean, and then now they come back next year with, what, 2 number one draft picks? They have all those.
Yep.
Remember all those people they traded away? And, man, they are primed for success, man. So keep the fish in mind next year.
Well, that's no, wait. That's not our scoring.
No. I'm talking about in the NFL. Jacobs is number 3, rushing stats all NFL.
Well, I believe it. Yeah, I got to give Jerry credit.
Mike, he's always trying to break me down, man.
I know.
Always.
No.
What's up?
But he's giving Joel shit about you know not having older
running
back.
Well, he traded Gurley. Well, that was an old one, right?
All right. Yeah, I'll
Mike,
give you that.
He's got David Troy. Johnson. And is he a spring freaking chicken?
Take it easy on him. He probably thinks this is like 19. you know.
You got to go back to the diary.
1990 or
today.
Something like
what did you say about his diary? All right, right. We got
wait a minute.
The Mighty Heroes and bailing out.
I don't have old running backs.
No.
We're talking
back.
About you.
Sure
you think you might have a disease?
We
go back to that.
Oh,
but
okay.
How about Mighty Heroes and bailing out? I mean, here's another game, man.
Yeah.
Heroes, you know.
Tell you what, that Mahomes Hill combination.
It's deadly.
Every
it's deadly.
Chiller. I can't wait
but
till
one.
Hill gets hurt.
I don't know.
He's had some bad luck, and I don't think you know if okay.
How do you have Mahomes and Hill, and you're only 4-5?
Because the rest of their team sucks.
Okay.
Pretty much it.
Yeah,
look
yeah, I you know,
that's
hey.
Well, all right.
I
got to play him this year still and I'm, you know.
His starting running backs were Ronald Jones 1.8
and
Murray.
And Mixon. He plays Mixon too, right?
Yeah, but
yeah.
He had to start Murray cuz Mixon was off and he got him 4.2.
Yeah.
So his starting running backs got him 6 points.
Oh man. That's where he's
that's
his Achilles heel if you ask me.
Curtis Samuel.
He's not bad.
He's scoring lately.
Yeah.
So.
And then we got another really good game here. Big TDs and Imus. You guys squared off last week.
Well, I finally picked the right wide receivers. So
was it painful to watch Allen last week? When?
You know what? It wasn't. I enjoyed that.
You know, I was talking to Tom.
Was it more painful to watch Brady?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a little painful
that
to
must
watch Brady.
Yeah. 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 And you know, I was talking to Tom this past weekend. He picked, you know, he told me he pretty much took Allen just for keeper possibilities.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
That's when I offered him the trade. That's what I. Told
that's
him.
That. That
I
was.
I didn't watch that game. I didn't get up early, but
it was brutal.
On the radio
it was brutal.
Brady kept trying to force feed Brown, and the other two wide receivers. Did he even play? Did Antonio play?
Oh, yeah.
They said Brady kept trying to force him to
He
ball.
Was telling them where to go in the huddle.
I have never seen Brady play that
they
bad.
They said Evans and Godwin were pissed because he kept fucking looking at, looking at Brown and they wouldn't even throw him the ball.
Well,
so
Evans.
Harmony right there, right now.
Evans and Lattimore and Evans were going back and forth. I guess there's some really bad blood there.
Yeah.
And Lattimore definitely won out. He
beats him all the time.
Yeah, he
Lattimore shuts down.
Lattimore's
gets all in the his
time.
Head.
Yes, yeah. So Lattimore had definitely shut down. Evans was out of the game, and but some of those interceptions that he threw up. I mean, he couldn't even get him out. Out of the side. You know.
Luckily, I didn't need any points from him to win.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you play a shitty team. You're good.
Well, you know, you scored 96, which is like. 25 more than we'd scored the last 2 weeks.
I know.
Now we got that. Let me go on to the Reaper and Pinnacle 4.
Horrible.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Tom's on a roll a little bit here.
Is on a roll.
Timmy.
He's not out of the playoff picture yet.
No.
He's only 2 games behind you, right?
Nobody's out of the playoff picture.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, you're right.
How many games are left? What is it?
There's 4 games left.
4 games left.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's getting hot at the right time.
Is there 4 games or 5? Wait, it's
this is week 10.
Yeah, 4 games.
11,
12.
Yeah,
13,
so
4. That's 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have
14.
2 games. We have 2 games in our division and 2 games outside our division. So yeah. You're right. I mean, it's going
to
close up a little bit because of the divisions, but yeah, I guess you're right. Nobody really is out of it yet.
Nope.
No, if he ties me, he beat me, so he would have it.
It's P4 can still get a wild card too.
Yeah, this is the week though. These 3-6 teams.
Yeah, they it's break it or make it or break it time.
What?
I hear Morse code in this.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
that?
It's part of the.
It's Vince.
It's
Morse code. Send Yang, whatever the hell.
It's when you.
It's Morse code.
When you're on your phone, it makes it worse.
Yeah, you got to keep your devices away from the.
That's why
equipment here. We got our Soup Party Productions technical people trying
to
advise us in this.
In my head. Sorry.
Well, I can't help you there, man. I don't think anybody can help you there. But we have one more game to talk about. Bulldogs and B Team. This was for the Growler.
Wow, look
at and,
that.
And this is our 7th year doing it now. And
what do you got the dog tags on there for?
It just keeps. It has the years and who won that year.
Oh.
Sweet. But now it looks like Hardy is.
Is he supposed to give you the growler empty?
No, the deal is whoever has it, whenever you see each other, if you bring the growler there, whoever, wherever you are, you have to fill it for the entire year whenever he has it. Now, it hasn't really, you know, obviously, I've got the shitty end of this deal because I haven't seen Hardy in like 2 years, in a year and a half. So,
yeah, you're not going to see him until
quarantine's
over.
Yeah, quarantine. So, I guess we're not getting much use out of this growler. But, I mean, it goes back and forth between us. He's won 4, I've won 3.
You're
going
to have to wipe that down with alcohol.
Something. But it was a close game. I lost by 7 points. Like I said, it could have went so many different directions.
I told you, Bell goes 0.8.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what. I'm frustrated with him. I think I'm going to just
drop him.
Yeah, I might.
Just send him out there. Let some sucker pick him up and blow up this team.
I don't want to lose another game because of him. See? You know, I'll go to the well. I'm not going to go to the well, especially when it comes into the playoffs. And, you know, I don't mind losing this game,
I'll
guess.
I'll trade you my kicker.
No.
Send you Rodrigo.
I like my young man, Koo.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even start him, dude.
Know,
you started him, you would have won.
I know. I
think.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, you have 2 kickers?
Yeah, I have 2 kickers and 2 defenses. I like to keep my options open.
See how that worked. Give me Young Ho. Young Ho and Lev Bell. I'll give you my kicker and defense.
I already have 2 defenses.
Damn it, I have 3.
I got the fish, man. They're looking good.
Yeah.
So, anything with that game? Wilson had 39.
Wilson looked bad. He had some interceptions. That's what cost me as well.
McLaurin played well. Connor did not play well for.
Yeah, Connor was
2.2, and he had a good matchup.
I thought I had him.
I don't know what the hell they did with. They had like 3 running backs rotate in and out of that.
They threw every play.
It seemed like
they couldn't run.
I think it took a little while for Dallas defense to come together because they shut Philly down when I thought that he would go off and he didn't do shit, and then they pretty much hung in there and
Pittsburgh
shut them down.
Stunned. They were like, "What the hell is going on? We're supposed to be beating their ass by 50 points at halftime."
They were lucky to win that game.
Tomlin
almost pulled another bonehead, not kicking that field goal in the second half down in the fourth quarter. It's like, what are you doing?
So I think I don't think Dallas is quite.
You're not a Tomlin fan?
No, that guy's a moron in big games.
Oh man,
he is. He makes some stupid decisions in big games that cost the Steelers some wins over.
So now the easy pickings is Seattle's defense. Other than that. You know, and Buffalo's defense.
Buffalo.
You're right.
But that Houston game, I was watching that.
Houston
like they
sucks,
were up by
man.
Like 9 points, and they just kept handing the ball off.
How
instead
bad?
Of trying to get a first down. Romeo Crennel.
Romeo.
That dude looks like he. Romeo, man.
Is this thou, Romeo?
How bad did O'Brien leave the Texans,
good.
Man? I mean, it's like he gutted them before they fired him, you
Does
know?
He get a first? No, I guess he got.
He got nothing out of. I don't think he got much out of Hopkins at all.
This is a deluxe Pilsner beer, Lion's Head.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lion's Head executive.
He probably gets paid for his last year, and he was a GM too for that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Do
you think?
Do
I don't know if he'll ever get another job. I think he should go back to Penn.
Go back to college.
I think he should go back to Penn State.
Yeah.
Get rid of Franklin.
Franklin's a douche.
Tell me about it.
He left that. Who did he leave? What was it? Purdue.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt, yeah. And they had that sex scandal, man. He hightailed it the hell out of there. He was like, see you.
Oh,
guys.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Sex scandal.
He went from, he wasn't afraid to come in
the city. He got the hell out of there and then went into Pedophile City in Penn State and he got right back into
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey,
we don't talk
hey,
about
hey,
that.
Hey.
Not in this house. We don't
What's
talk
about that. What's his name? What was that?
Sandusky,
name?
Man.
Jim Sandusky.
We don't talk
Joe
about
Sandusky.
Him.
Nobody talked about him. That was the problem.
I think we should move on. Move on to the previews.
Previews.
All right. Let's go to the previews.
That was a good one, Jerry.
That was a good one.
All
right. We're going into week 10. Some like we mentioned, some critical games.
There are some good ones. There are some good games.
We got some, some must wins for several teams out there.
They're all really good.
Yeah.
Except for like B team bailing out, which I think B team's gonna pound.
What do you think's the game of the week, Mike?
I think Bada Bing Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, definitely.
I like Grimm has Rodgers and Jones at Jacksonville. Woods is at Seattle, which is awesome. Robinson against Minnesota, which is awesome. So I like the Grimm to win. Also, Bings does take some points away from Rodgers because he's got Adams. Roethlisberger, if he's healthy enough, and he's in that COVID thing at the moment, he's playing Cincinnati. That could be big.
Where's that game at? Pittsburgh or Cincinnati?
At Cincinnati.
I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
I think he just was in contact with somebody that had it.
Does Joel have much on?
Yeah,
who's
he should be all right.
Didn't Joel pick? Did Joel pick somebody up, or what's who's his?
Who's his backup?
Yeah.
I got no idea.
Who's yeah, I don't
backup?
Either.
I don't know.
Is it Andy Dalton? No,
yeah.
He picked somebody else up.
I thought he did, too. Oh, he's got Baker. He's
yeah,
got Baker.
Baker
he might. I would go against Houston.
Uh-oh.
Shh. Yeah, he's. You got to. You know he's got to play Baker. To be honest, I like.
No. You're going to take.
I'm going to go with the Bing. I think Baker's just going to light up Houston, man. I mean, if you don't follow Houston.
That's good. You go with the Bing.
I'm going to go with the Bing. Jerry,
I'm
who do you.
Going with the 2 week in a row high scores.
What are they, a 10-point favorite?
Oh, are they?
Bing, yeah, Bing's 10. No, Grimm's a 10-point favorite, yeah.
Are you going with the, you going to stick with the, what CBS says?
No, FCBS.
So you go.
So When are we switching websites?
Oh, man, I don't know. You got to ask Hardy.
I don't know. That's tough. That's
it's a tough
it's
one.
It's the
it
game
really
of the
is.
Week.
It is
it's
definitely the game of the
to
week.
Be easy.
Well, let's see. We got
this could this is this could be a championship preview here.
You need to write down some notes before you
You know what I mean? I mean, this
that way we can just stroll through. Troy's the only one that's allowed to fucking just wing
it. Yeah.
Not do any preparation whatsoever, ever.
I'm not a copious note taker. Never
watch
was,
this.
Never will be.
Watch this. Is there a memory this week?
Yeah, I do have a memory.
Yeah, what is it?
We'll get to that.
No, you have
too
no idea.
What I do have it. I certainly do.
All right.
Said too bad Mike does it, right?
Huh?
Yeah,
some one-liners tonight.
Oh, yeah, you're hitting it, man. You need a you got to bring a snare drum to the...
I gotta go with the Bing, man.
He's oh, he's going with the Bing too.
I'm
all right, good.
Bing.
Good.
Well,
two,
there
two
you go. I mean, like I said, this
guys.
Is a champion. This is a championship game preview, perhaps. And if it would be, it will be a good game if
yep.
it comes down to it.
Yep.
Where do you want to go next, Mike?
You tell me, Troy.
Well, why don't we go to the game that
whenever
Jerry and I are talking about?
You just go wherever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How about Bulldogs? Another good game here is Bulldogs and Big TDs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I have here that it's going to be a close one.
Right now, it's a 1-point favorite for Jerry.
I do like Wilson. Wilson
good.
At the Rams with Lockett, and I like that more than Jackson at New England. Anyway, Jerry's RBs. I like his RBs more. Kamara, Sanders, a little better than
yeah,
that.
You know,
Henry
I
and Kelly.
I yeah, I don't
Kelly?
Know what.
Kelly.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can. I can do a little bit better.
So
than
your second
put
running
put
back
Lev,
is Bell or
put
Kelly?
Lev Bell in,
I know.
Dude, put Lev Bell in.
You got some smoke and mirrors over there, buddy. He's
called
Wilson.
I haven't
That's
been able
it.
To. I, you know. Plus, I don't know if I want to start Galladay. Galladay might come back. Right now,
he's
I'm
not coming back.
Yeah, dude,
really.
You should trade him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to plug in.
I'll trade you my kicker.
I'm going to plug in Landry. I think he's going to have. He's going off on Houston.
Oh.
Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis.
I think he's going. And right now, he's pretty
That's
much.
Nice.
They are. I think you know with Beckham going down, I think Landry is pretty much their go-to right now. I'm going to stick with him.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's their go-to.
Oh yeah.
My 1-point favorite.
I don't know. It's a mystery to me too.
It's his running back.
I think it's Rodrigo.
Rodrigo Blankenship.
Yeah, there's a glaring hole in my roster, and it's definitely the second running back.
That was a good movie. I saw that one. That was a good one.
Who are you going with?
The glaring
Jerry?
Hole.
I gotta go against myself.
Was John Holmes in the glaring hole?
Glaring hole. John Holmes and what was the blonde Jenna Jameson?
Oh, you're going back to the. You're going way back.
Wow,
I'm old school, dude.
Yeah, you are.
Jenna Jameson.
I wasn't a big fan.
Oh, yeah. I was. Yeah, I was. Anyway,
Jerry,
who
are
you going?
Is it getting
hot here? Into the dark net.
And Minnick, what are you? Who are you taking, Mike?
Who'd you take?
I took Bulldogs.
He took the dogs. I'm taking the dogs. Yeah.
I'm taking the dogs.
Okay, we're all taking the dogs.
That means he's gonna lose.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, boo, boo. All right, let's go. Let's go to a game here that is a must-win for these two teams: Snipers and Pinnacle Four.
Oh yes, it is.
Definite yeah. Must-win for the Snipers.
Yeah, and they have Murray.
This
and
looks
Kirk.
To be a close game.
Yeah. Murray and Kirk at Buffalo. I'm gonna go with them.
Oh.
Oh
take
yeah. The Snipers.
And Kirk, he seems to be going to Kirk a lot.
Yeah.
What the hell is up with Steve picking up Higbee again?
I know.
He was like MIA for five games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dropped him, and he's been on three teams.
I was going to say, well, that's
that.
He cost. He's the one that cost B team that,
cost B team.
That loss.
It's like just watching a grenade go boom.
If you got Devontae Parker, in your lineup, and I don't mean any disrespect, Steve, but
dude scored a touchdown in the last 5 weeks.
I don't know,
who?
Man.
Parker.
I always,
he
has.
He had one. That's right.
Yeah, he's
sure,
you know, but
and now with
he's
Williams
up there.
Talk into the mic, Jerry.
But
he has T. Higgins. He got somebody to throw in there. Deshaun Watson.
You know, you got to like their quarterback, too, that Justin Herbert.
A-Bear.
And that's not A-Bear.
It's Bobby A-Bear's grandson.
He's going to, you know, he's looking like he could be the real deal.
He's just
forward.
Like he's out
yeah.
there just chucking it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't even give
and he looks
shit.
Like he's
like
15.
Yeah.
He looks so
he
young.
Pimply
yeah,
face
yeah, it's so
like
bad.
Long hair. It's
yeah.
like, I don't give a shit. I'm throwing this ball. Somebody catch it.
But
you know,
I did see Tyler, what was his name?
Yeah.
Tyrod did warm up. I think he took a hit. You guys watch that game at all? Herbert took a hit, man. It was ugly. And he was down on. He had to sit down. Obviously took one play off. And
the doctor came over.
I was surprised to see Tyrod there.
Like, no, 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 no.
I thought he wasn't even traveling with the team at some point.
He's
back?
He got
activated,
I think, a week.
Because he came in for a play, and then Herbert went back. So who do you like? I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to go with P4. Just because I think,
boy, this is my week, man. I am making up ground.
You're gonna make. I just, yeah. I'm gonna.
I hate to say this.
Or you're gonna lose ground.
Because I'm a very good friends with P4, but they could have the worst team.
Really good friends.
Could have the worst team in the league if it wasn't for
Thomas and Herbert. Could what?
Team,
where are you going?
The whole team.
I'm trying to find somebody.
Hey, you know what? Maybe he has.
You
a
know what? I'm
going to
change
Tyler's.
My. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm going with the Snipers, man. What am I talking about?
Oh, you can't change.
All right.
What are you doing?
All right. I'll take P. I'll stick with P4. That's
I'm
who I think.
I'm going with P4.
Oh, all right.
You know what?
See what you know.
He has Tyler Boyd, Tyler Higbee, and Tyler Bass.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Tyler. Are there any more Tylers he can pick up?
I don't know, man.
Anybody want to trade?
Tyrod? Does
he Vince a Tyler?
What do you got? What's a three? T not T cubed.
T squared?
T squared.
Terminator.
Times
T3.
The square root of pi? What?
I don't know.
Pi.
Frank Hess, man.
Let's not bring the podcast down, bringing up education.
I'm having another
questions.
Lion's head right here, and this is good
makes
stuff.
Makes us look stupid.
Yeah. Mike, you still haven't said who you're going to go with. You're going with the Snipers.
Shit, I'm going with Snipers.
Okay.
And they're not good. That's who. These are.
It's an interesting
these
game.
These are the two worst teams.
It's an interesting game.
There's a Tyler Johnson for Tampa Bay.
This
Steven
actually.
Stop with the Tylers, man.
Actually,
the Tyler Johnson.
Whoever loses this is in good shape to get the first pick.
Oh yeah,
so
that's a good. That's a really good call
so now
there.
We have to think about who's going to try to throw.
They won't
the
throw
game.
It.
Good job.
I don't give those guys too much credit. You don't think they're looking ahead, do you?
Well, they are
Sniper,
now. If they
Sniper
listen
yeah,
to this,
yeah.
But I know
they don't look ahead.
Can we get those Chinese authorities to?
Cooch doesn't listen to this. Vince will, maybe Vince.
Oh
will.
Yeah, definitely Vince.
Hold on, let's listen. Where's that? Yep, Morse code. That says pick up another Tyler. Tyler Johnson.
You think Vince is sending Morse code through?
Pick up
come get
Tyler
me.
Johnson.
Get me out of here.
Tap. They're coming.
All right,
now.
Let's go to the bailing out B team. This is, I don't know. I think this is an interesting matchup here. because bailing out, you don't. They're 3-6, but they're not as bad as their record shows. They're definitely not.
No, they got tough matchups again. Bailing out. Tannehill.
They've had a rough year.
Tannehill home against Indy isn't going to be too easy. His running backs are almost as bad as yours, I think.
Dear Lord.
What do you mean as bad as mine?
I got the number. Looking at his lineup. I have to wipe the blood out of my eyes. Oh, that hurts. I got to go. I don't know, man. Jordan Howard. Well, you know he's going to change that.
I think he just picked him up. He's not
yeah,
gonna
yeah
change
he did
that.
Last week.
I think
oh,
this week.
Oh, that's right. Elliott's off. Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. How the hell are they 7-4? That's what I want to know.
They're not 7-4.
They're 6-3.
Six and three.
You
yeah
know, same thing.
Yeah. But
yeah. I.
That
Jesus.
Old,
I know. They just beat me.
Yeah, they beat me.
Yeah. So
beat
I mean.
My ass.
You know who was pretty good?
They're gonna beat me next week.
You know
week
who's yeah better than? Who's better than you know? It just doesn't have a. Is
that? A visitor.
Get the fuck.
Is
out.
Mike West?
Sensei Troy, baby.
Oh.
Mike Williams.
Should have gave it to Goldie.
Mike Williams.
There was a fly that Troy just snatched out of the air.
Just snatched out of the air
after
like
Troy
Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid.
Yep. Jerry that's slammed his hand down the table 4 times trying to get it.
Miyagi.
I just, with one eye, I just barely just.
What are we doing?
We should have video.
I was just saying how Mike Williams, I think, is much. He's very underrated, in my opinion.
That's because he sucks.
Yeah.
No, I think he's pretty good.
He's good when he wants to
that
play.
That doesn't surprise me that you
he
think he's
good.
I know. I'm a big Chargers. I'm a, on a Chargers kick. I'm going to go. You know what, though? I think that the B team really, I don't know. I think the bailing out's going to bounce back. I think their B team's going down.
Holy shit.
Whoa. I might have, I'm just carrying over
Hank,
a little bit
yeah
of
yeah, I was
going to
say,
anger.
That's because he's giving out the
I'm looking wow at my growler right here, and I'm thinking
I'm
going to
go with there.
Jerry,
Mr.
who do you like?
4-2, Jerry.
I'm going to go with the, I don't know, B team.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
I
the B
Malcolm
team.
Malcolm Brown and Damian Harris at running backs.
Damian
okay
Harris is out. Who's
God
got that?
Who's his backup? Carlos Hyde, Sony Michelle, Clyde Edwards is off. Des Bryant. How the hell do you pick up Des Bryant? Why would you pick
hey
up
man
Des Bryant? What are you doing?
All right, let's
what
talk about the Imus and the Mighty Heroes. And this is a really good game as well. This might be the second best game of the week.
Yeah, I thought I caught a break where because Mahomes and Hill are off.
Oh.
Unfortunately, yes. I didn't because he has Goff and Kupp playing fucking Seattle.
Oh, boy, yeah. You didn't. Yeah, you didn't.
Dude,
wow.
Goff looks horrible.
You don't think they planned that, do you?
I think they did.
Do you really think they plan Goff and
well, sure
Kupp the week that Mahomes and
get no
I don't
way
think they you don't think they looked at
they don't have the foreskin to
absolutely
see
well I don't know Carter may not have but maybe Morgani.
Yeah,
well,
Morgani
maybe
is
maybe
an
Morgani
idiot savant.
Oh,
I forgot about that. You see who he put out that little prick put out Dak Prescott on the trade block.
Oh, you know
you
how he
that
is, man. You know how he is.
What the?
He wants to keep Mahomes in the first. That's a better deal.
He is definitely the brain of that operation.
He is. Like I said, I don't
that
think
wasn't Carter that put that out?
Hell no. That was, yeah, Morgani's. He's pulling the strings back there. He's pulling the strings.
Like
Carter's
brain,
the monkey
yeah
that goes out there and dances, but I'm telling.
I also had written down that I was hoping McCaffrey and Carson, my first and second round, would play, but. Apparently that doesn't look like it's going to happen again. You know, I'm getting tired here. I'm getting tired of fucking.
You're tired. I'm tired.
I'm getting tired of not
my
having
goddamn
fucking
record
anybody healthy. And Troy has his whole fucking team healthy the
look
entire
no, not
year.
Not just. No, I've got. I'm starting to find.
Beckham,
I kept on saying I was
Cooper
healthy.
And quarterback.
We're not talking about you.
I'm
yeah,
talking,
I kept on.
It's, all about me.
It's starting
all
to.
About
yeah
me.
Is it?
It won't be much longer because you
that's
won't
what
be the defending
that's what she
champion.
Said.
3 weeks, you'll be 4 weeks, you'll be
no,
out of
I
the playoffs.
I have Galloway got banged
defeat
up. I got Preston Williams banged up.
Galloway.
Preston Williams. You're bitching about Preston Williams.
Sorry,
Preston,
man.
Jesus Christ.
You
oops
know,
sorry,
all right.
I apologize.
Who's Galloway?
Is our saving grace.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-oh. Fantasy news. Everyone was at practice except for Drew Brees has a shoulder injury.
Oh my god.
He can only throw the ball 5 yards.
That's
now.
All right. You that's guys can't 10. Change B team.
Right.
So
B team, Matt's
I'm going to take I think Imus is gonna come back this week.
I'm going with the heroes.
I'm looking. I don't know.
So far, we only agree on one game so far. This is gonna really this is the week that's gonna separate us.
We'll probably be 3-3.
yeah, that's true.
I'm going Imus.
You're gonna go Imus too.
Whoa!
See, Jerry and I are. Yeah,
listen, I watched Jared Goff the last three games. He
coming off a bye.
I don't care. It's even worse. You notice
Seattle.
That's a team
defense.
That's overrated,
teams
in my opinion.
Coming off the bye, dude, don't look so good.
Seattle's defense.
Yeah, Seattle's D. It could be a shootout, Jerry.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Jared Goff is absolutely horrible. I'm telling you.
I hope you're right.
I'm telling you. That's why I'm pulling for you, buddy. Plus, right. You know what? Heroes
we got
my
one
division,
more.
So I don't want them to win
why.
Anyhow. Yeah.
That's what it
and
came
Minnick's
going
to try to keep pace, you know, because you do have the tiebreaker on me right now.
Oh, I know that.
But
I'm one game behind you.
We're going to have a week. We're going to have one more week.
That's right. Week 13 when I have oh, Carolina's off with McCaffrey. Not that he'd play anyway. Oh, and Drew Brees is off. Oh, hey, ooh, what do you know?
Drew Brees.
Yeah, fuck me.
All right, Reaper and DFW.
Can I get an amen?
You know, Scott has turned the season around, but he's lost.
Reaper is 35.
He's going. He's finally got some buys he has to deal with.
Oh yeah, he doesn't have Matt Ryan or.
And that's gonna hurt him.
Or Gurley.
Yeah. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is where he's gonna have to come get lucky here.
I think we're gonna go with the same one. This one.
Oh, he has Derek Carr going against.
Carr's going up against Denver.
He's looking pretty. You know, I'm
he's
not a Carr
good.
Fan. He doesn't look too bad.
No. Well, the whole team games. Look. You gotta be kind of impressed with the
Carr's
way the Raiders look.
Carr's not the problem with that.
Yeah.
Carr's.
Yeah. Yeah. The defense.
But, I mean, I'm not a big Carr fan still.
If they would. If they would have
like
held
Carr.
On to Mac.
I'm a big Carr fan.
I still don't get the whole Mac trade, but.
2 years ago, he was like going to be MVP, and he got hurt or something.
Yeah. Never since then, he's been playing like shit.
I like
he's
his tight end
again.
Too. I like that Gusecki.
Walker.
No. Gusecki. I like him.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Gusecki's with Miami.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, whose team's he on?
DFW.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, the guy's got some play. I mean, you know, if again, he's
Gusecki's the difference.
He's been leaning. He's been riding his receiver core, Metcalf and Hopkins.
Gusecki.
If those two go off, hey, you never know. They might not even
with
need a quarterback.
Ryan. Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah.
And then he picked
you
up
never know.
Boston Scott.
And you got, how about the Reaper?
Just
Arizona
just
and Buffalo
me.
Could be another shootout, too. Right now, that's a 56 over-under.
Is it?
Yeah, so right now, that's looking to be the highest score, even higher than Seattle and even higher than Seattle and the Rams.
Wow!
So
because the Rams suck.
So, I don't know. This is going to be a good game. I have to lean towards, just because Ryan's out, I'm going to lean towards the Reaper here.
I'm going to have to lean towards the Reaper. Because he's gonna smash him.
Is Chubb coming back this week?
Yes.
All right, that takes Hunt out of the equation for half the play.
Oh, is he? Chubb's
yeah,
coming back.
He's coming back.
Oh,
Evans
yeah.
Is a non-existent.
Yeah, he
DJ
is.
DJ Moore blows.
He'll be there.
Yeah, what are you killing,
oh
Tom,
God.
Man?
Duke Johnson. Sorry.
Yeah, what are we saying here?
Tim, maybe you're done. I'm going with
DFW. I don't know. That's probably. I don't know. Maybe I will too. Looking at it, like the way you put it so eloquently, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean. Look at the wide receivers.
Yeah, you know what?
DK
you're
Metcalf,
going with Reaper
DeAndre
still,
Hopkins.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm gonna
DeAndre
stick
Swift.
With the Reaper.
Yep.
Absolutely. Oh,
man, I don't know.
He's
Jerry's
got a good
Jerry's got me
I
questioning.
That.
He's
know,
losing Gurley, though, too.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah, but DFW does not have any running backs at all.
They have Swift, who's good.
I'm sticking with the Reaper, too, man. I don't know. When I look at DFW's running backs right now, even with Gurley.
Is that everybody?
That's all the games. Yeah, that's all of them.
DFW, if you want to make a trade for a running back, look over this way. We'll see what I can do for you.
If you want
got
hurt
four.
Running backs,
oh.
I got five hurt running backs.
I got one.
So, BCFL memory.
Yes.
Memories.
This one involves you, Jerry.
Since
you're coming here tonight, I thought this is a really good memory.
How long have we been going here, Troy?
It's right on an hour.
All right, let's try to wrap this up.
We'll wrap it up.
Ten minutes.
No, this won't take that long. I was just saying.
To
me, it's kind of a funny one.
For me to remember it.
I'm talking back to.
Do you know what day it is?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It is his diary.
Today.
Today.
Football.
Remember when we used to go to the baseball trips?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
so
yes.
Now you remember that? Well,
yeah.
Jerry and I had
you know where I'm going with this.
We had the bright idea of, you know what, let's not drive to Pittsburgh. Let's just take the train and relax.
Let's take a 10-hour train ride to Pittsburgh. You know, it takes 4 hours to drive there.
What could go wrong?
I've driven to Pittsburgh so many times since, and it's an easy drive, and you can get there in like 3 hours.
What do you do? Get on the turnpike.
The last time I went there, I was in Pittsburgh like almost like 2.5 hours or something like that. But Jerry and I decided, no, we're gonna take Amtrak. We're gonna enjoy ourselves.
I bet Jerry didn't suggest.
I think it was my idea.
I'm sure it was.
If I remember right, I don't even know why we decided to do
it. It's like, yeah, I never was on a train. Let's go train. I'm a fucking ride from hell.
So we show up at the Lancaster. We got on at the Lancaster train station, and we wait, get our tickets, and yada yada yada. But we chose the very front seat because we thought we wanted some leg room, right? and it was getting to the point where the train was ready to go, and the last person on this train was a quadriplegic, and I'm talking like had the wheelchair and him were the size of this table, the whole thing, and it's one of those things where he's practically laying down almost. So
is he steering it with like his mouth?
It turns out. You know, all the leg room that we thought we had was actually where they put the people with the wheelchairs.
Like, fuck.
And the worst part was Jerry and I are, we're facing front. This guy rolls in there, takes up all the space and where our legs were, and now he's looking straight in Jerry and I and myself's eyes. We are staring at each other. The three of us are staring at each other, and now we got 5 hour train ride to go. So Jerry said, I can't do Jerry. I remember him looking at me saying, I can't look at this guy for 5 hours.
Nope. That was it.
So,
like break out the
what did we do?
We went back to the beer cart.
We never went back. We never even left the Lancaster. I don't even think we got to Harrisburg before we said we got to get out of here.
Oh, no, yeah.
The very end of the train was the bar car.
Fillies fans.
Yeah, that's right. It was the Phillies weekend. It was chaos.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of remember that one really drunk lady?
The one girl was laying on the floor in the beer cart. She was hammered.
Yo, she was wet. She looked like she was that way every day. She was rode hard and put away wet. There's no doubt.
We were drinking left and right, hand over
fist. Oh, yeah. Well, then, that back in the day, that's when we both smoked. And
we get out. Make sure you
and
get
he
on
would
the train.
You had literally the conductor said, "Look, you can go out and smoke, but you won't be able to finish an entire cigarette." And he's like, "Look, when I tell you to get on this train, if you're not on, we will leave." Yeah. So there we are. There's like six of us out there trying to get in as much. Yeah. And while you're drinking, obviously you never smoke, but when you drink, you. You have an urge to smoke a lot. Trust me on that. So Jerry and I would run outside. And it was like, again, we could have been in Pittsburgh in 3 hours.
Yeah.
But this train stopped at every Myerstown town.
We get on the train, and then we sit there, and we start drinking a beer. It's like, beep. Train would stop. It's like, son of a bitch.
So, the guy that was the bartender. The bartender was great.
He was cool.
He was really great, but it got to a point where We were drinking anything he had left. Yeah, like, we're rolling in.
Guys drank all the liquor.
We're rolling in the Pittsburgh. Remember? And he's like, "Look, I got nothing." I think we ended up. I ended up with a Bailey. I ended up with a Bailey's.
Some freaking mixed drink shit.
And I don't. What did you have? I think you had a vermouth something. Yeah, I think he were.
We're out of everything.
He's like, and this guy, he's like, "Look, you guys have literally drank everything I have. This entire train has no more alcohol." And Jerry's like, "I don't give a shit. What the hell you got back there?" It's like, we're going to take
after
it.
After this 20-hour train ride, I need something. God damn it.
So, yeah, and everybody's, I get a Bailey's, and Jerry gets a vermouth or something. It was the most disgusting drink I ever had. Then we pull into Pittsburgh. Remember what happened then?
Yeah. Nobody would pick us up. All the taxi
The hotel was over in Oakland, remember?
Oh, and we had
Carter,
a taxi.
I think, who set the hotel? Was it Sean or
Carter or something.
Yeah, so we're there at the train station with him. Pittsburgh is kind of far away from Oakland. So there we are. We get off the train, and we're stumbling around a little bit. And none of the we get out there trying to hail a cab.
Just turned away.
They would not take us.
Rolled up his window.
Yeah, the one that like rolled up his window.
Like
I said, "Yo, I'm like, hey, your light's on." And it was like we were speaking Chinese.
We must have looked
pretty
drunk.
Bad.
I think we were pretty bad. Holy shit.
It's pretty bad when a cabbie won't take you.
Yeah, well, we got a gypsy cabbie there.
Yeah, that's what we ended up getting.
Hey,
we ended up hailing this guy.
I'll take you wherever you want to go.
We never got an official cab. It was what was it called? What do you call it?
Gypsy
cab.
So
it was this dude in a minivan,
with
one of those old slide doors.
Yeah,
remember?
It was full of
tools and
like
it's this. So this guy's like, "Look, I'll take you wherever you want to go for like $10 or something."
He
like
took
that.
Us into the woods and killed
yeah.
us. We get in there
and like there's so many tools and shit in there that you could actually kill somebody.
Don't worry about that. Like, yeah,
Jerry and I, and then we were drunk on top of it. So I don't even know where the hell Oakland was. I mean, I've never.
It started up on the hill.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then we were walking around looking for these guys.
So we ended up.
Nightclub, I guess.
Oh.
Like a bunch of college kids.
I don't know who.
I think I got the Permane brothers.
The Permane brothers there in Oakland.
I don't know.
That was the original.
We were looking and I was walking around. And here's the 30.
Yeah, we rolled into Carter and I do remember that was there was a whole Pittsburgh
college,
there was a whole Pittsburgh crowd.
I remember
there,
being at
University
the,
of Pittsburgh crowd. Yeah,
being at the baseball game, and apparently you guys bet on every fucking thing.
Oh yeah, the ball off the mound.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm down like $30.
Oh, that was the game that
it was like the fourth inning. I'm like, what the fuck are we betting on?
Well, that was the game that Jerry just kind of mysteriously disappeared too. And then we end up running.
Is that when we went up, that's what I wanted to smoke.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's right. The
that's
smoke.
Why I went up to smoke. You
the guy in the wheelchair that week. Yeah.
You gave him a hard time. Top now. Don't get me involved in this.
Yeah,
top,
you did.
Right? And it's like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. Troy's like, yeah, okay.
I went with you. Yeah, but we were smoking out.
So you're not supposed to smoke.
No, it was a no smoking. It was a no smoking stadium.
There's freaking people smoking all over up top, you know, because you're outside up
sure,
top.
Sure.
I'm like, screw this shit. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
What do you mean up top? Every goddamn seat's outside.
We went to the upper level.
Up top outside, and I see these freaking dudes in wheelchairs, and they have like these goddamn police lights on their back.
Yeah.
And they're on, and they're just roaming around. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
are they
he had
doing?
It for you, man. He beelined.
So I'm there smoking. I know you're not supposed to smoke in Troy. I don't think he's oblivious that you're not supposed to smoke.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm looking out of the corner of my eye talking to him, and I see this goddamn dude in a wheelchair with this little police light just head doing a beeline straight towards Troy. He doesn't see it coming.
No, I didn't.
So I'm like,
oh, he was a dick,
I'm
too,
like,
man.
Yeah, bro. It's like I see him coming. I'm talking, so I won't turn around. And I kind of. And it's like, okay, I said, I'll be right back. I said, I got to take a piss. I'll be right back. And so I'm like slowly walking away. Then I hear this, hey, buddy, you know you're not supposed to be smoking up here. And Troy's like, oh, excuse me? Excuse me, sir? And I'm just like losing my shit. I'm busting up laughing.
Remember he caught me twice?
Going, yeah, you went back up again.
I went back.
If I catch you guys here again, you're going to be banned from the stadium.
This
for
guy
life.
Was like Eric the Midget. He was like 3'6".
Yeah, and a little freaking with his little red and blue flasher going on.
He did throw us. He tried to throw me out.
He was going to throw us out, man.
Because I went back up a second time.
I don't know. I think I went up to find you. And
yeah.
I was there and got the speech too, and I wasn't even freaking smoking. I just went up to find you. To see what
yeah,
well,
at that
doing.
Point, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Weird. Then we were walking.
We walked back.
We decided
back.
To walk back
over
walk
the bridge
from the hotel.
I remember.
Oh God.
In the morning after we were so hungover.
Oh man.
Decided, that's only 2 miles.
Yeah, I looked at the. I looked at the map.
Fucking walking, and we're in this like aqueduct. With like homeless people all around.
That was not the right. That was not. Yeah, we were in that tent city.
You were following your phone, and your yeah. phone wasn't like, working right.
We,
were we like,
walked all the way to the
oh
fucking
God,
pit.
Yeah, we were all
to the. We were to the point.
Everywhere.
We walked all the way to the point.
I'm like Troy, fix your goddamn phone. I said we're not where we're supposed to be. We're
yeah.
walking like 5 miles.
Only to get
vomit.
Only to get yelled at by the homeless guy that we wouldn't buy a.
Yeah.
you would
no,
you wouldn't buy food.
We go to McDonald's to eat, and. I'm ready to walk in. This guy goes, "Hey, buddy."
He looked rough too. He
yeah.
smelled like oil. It was
like,
hard.
"Can you buy me something? Can you buy me a burger?" It's like, "Dude, I'm not buying you a burger." I said, "I'm hungry. I'm going to get me."
He started
like,
giving
you fucking asshole.
He started giving
goes,
Jerry
you can't
shit.
Help somebody out. It's like, "No, I can't. Get the hell out of my face."
He didn't take it well.
Yeah.
Because how dare you not buy me something?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
well, that
I can't
was
help somebody out.
That was the trip. Where
oh, that was a great trip,
Sean
man.
Oh, it's golf club.
Left.
Oh,
the,
through the lobby
the, yeah,
on
the
oh
luggage,
yeah,
the
luggage
car.
yeah,
he's with like, that. I'm gonna keep
Sean,
drinking. I'm not gonna.
The, he had the circle of trust T-shirt. Remember, and you were.
I wanted that. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I laid down, and that's when we were bunked up, and I laid down in his bed to try to sleep, and then his alarm went off that
he was.
I laid like
yeah,
15 minutes.
Yeah, he fell
minutes.
Asleep like a half hour before.
Yeah.
He thought he could catch
he
the red eye.
I'm not going to sleep. I'm just going
to
stay
we
up.
We gave like Joel. I think Joel gave the cabbie an extra $20 to take him to the gate too.
Yeah,
I think it was more than that.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, Scott and Joel got him. Well, I remember videoing it down through the.
Yeah.
There is a video.
I do have the video
somewhere.
Of that. Yeah, I made a Sioux Party Productions made a video of it.
Yeah. And then wow. that dude ripped his golf. He never got his golf clubs back, did he?
Oh really?
Yeah.
We need
he
to
lost
ask
his
him
golf
questions
clubs?
About that.
Oh, that must. I remember
we
he
didn't know if he did if he got his golf clubs
no,
or not because that's like an urban legend. If he,
I
oh,
he
if
he
I thought,
they
I thought they lost. I
yeah, you know, I
kind
of remember that too.
Because
he was still wasted.
Yeah.
But he was texting me at the gate at one point still. And
we didn't think he'd ever get there.
Oh, that was probably the worst decision I've ever seen. Like, I'll just stay up. I'll just catch the red.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Stay up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that dude never
he couldn't stand up, and we had
that
to
was also the night
out.
That we walked when at night.
Oh,
no,
that's when we were downtown.
That well, yeah, right. that's when Jerry kind of materialized. Out of we didn't see Jerry for like 2 hours. Then all of a sudden, there he is across the street,
the
and he's hailing a cab.
Yeah.
And all 20 of us or 10 of us are like, "Hey, Jerry." And he completely ignored us.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
he completely, remember that?
I
he
do
he
remember.
Just like.
Right
he
before we
dude.
Started bowling.
Right, we went before we went to the bowling alley.
That's because I didn't want that dude seeing you bunch of drunkards, like a mob forming around his taxi cab.
Is that what it was?
Off.
Is that what it
I
was?
Remember.
We had no plan of leaving. Because
you remember
Jerry.
The night before when you couldn't get the cab.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what, well, now that makes sense.
You didn't have to worry about anybody jumping in that cab.
Now that makes sense.
I
you
know,
I've always wondered why you did that. I thought
like
you were just being a cocky prick.
Now I'm always a cocky
well,
prick.
I mean, yeah, I know that. But
cocky or pricky or guy in the guy. I remember
that was
how many people did we fit in that one goddamn cab to go to wherever we went.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's like six people in that taxi cab.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk into
six
it.
Six people in that taxi
oh, yeah.
cab.
Yeah, that van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like stuffed in there. We were going out.
We were going to
the
to stadium.
Eat. Yeah. Oh, we were going to the
to
game.
To stadium.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember that too.
And at the end of the game, they closed down those bridges. We had to walk across the bridge, remember?
Oh, that's right.
And
fireworks.
Yeah.
Didn't fireworks
and didn't
after
remember
the game?
All of us got through, but they stopped Paul.
People, yeah.
They
that's
stopped
who
Paul.
They stopped. I remember they stopped somebody.
And Paul started flipping out on the guy and like and the rest of us were like, "No, he's with us. He's coming with us. And we're not leaving this bridge until he's and then eventually we went back and forth for a couple almost I don't know, we went back and forth a little bit, but Paul eventually won out.
Made it.
That was,
where else did we
that
go?
Was
that
a great
was a good trip.
That was a you know, I look back on Pittsburgh. That was a great trip.
Besides the beginning, middle, and end, that was a good trip.
Except for that
we
train
did,
ride.
Did we take the train back?
No.
Who
we caught a ride
with
somebody.
With Steve.
Was it with the Hummels?
I thought
no.
It was with Cooch.
Was it with Steve? Yeah, I think it was Steve.
I have
was
no idea.
Cooch was there.
You guys, we caught
was
a ride
it us
two?
Yeah, I think it was. Oh, yeah, you drove back.
Yeah,
yeah.
You two back.
All right. Then
that's when I closed my eyes and prayed to God.
Oh,
make it
dude,
back
I
peace.
Was never so scared. I was in the back seat. I thought
what
I was going to die at any minute. I thought I was going to die any minute.
Yeah,
what does that
I just
mean?
you don't remember.
Yeah, he doesn't you remember. Remember. I was just like white knuckled the whole way
yeah.
home. I figured, well, if I'm going to die in a fiery crash, it's I'm not going to feel much.
That's another story.
What the fuck are you talking
on
about?
On our trip up
I'm a professional driver.
On
dude,
trip
I got
to
be
Boston
honest with you.
In the rain,
whenever I get in a car with you.
With him driving fucking 90 miles
get
an hour.
Out of here.
That's what I'm
cooch.
Saying, dude.
I don't drive
that
fast.
Was you.
I look, I love you, but I'll tell you one thing right now. I get in a car with you, I feel like
you know
it could be the my last moment on earth.
Check up my life insurance yeah. policy.
I want my
check
wife.
Your wife.
My wife is going to listen to this.
Do you do you check your insurance policy before you go in a car with
hell
me?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It's like, hello, is this Allstate? Yes. Am I up to date with my insurance?
Well,
company?
You know, Jerry, it came down. You know, it came down to the Pittsburgh train story, or the bus ride to the Phillies.
Oh,
but that you organized. That we'll have
now
to save
that
for a different
guy
night.
I knew that worked at T-Mobile. They asked me if I wanted
yeah.
to go. He's gonna leave me at
you
the
remember that?
Adamstown. At
so
the
much. Oh yeah, I was in the bathroom with him. Like, dude, hey, they're
the
taking
truck.
Off, man.
I stopped it. Yeah.
He's like, no. No, Jerry was running alongside the bus,
hey.
Hitting it. Like, oh,
he's
whoa.
To stop.
Oh, you were. Oh, you were yelling.
There, yeah. Because
that. Oh, that was. That's another day. I mean, so
another
much.
Another day.
So much happened that day.
All right.
It was the laser pointer on pull host. Yeah, someone literally got killed that day in the parking lot. Pull host with the. Remember the laser, on pull host.
Yeah, they had to stop the game because some asshole had a laser.
They never found him either. Yeah. I think it was you.
Me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Remember the $500 bet, the race?
Yeah.
The guy ran in that spandex?
Yeah.
Dude, that was
spandex.
All right.
All right, look. All right, gentlemen. I want to. That was. Yeah, we'll have to save that.
We're
going to have to talk about
we're
that.
We're going
one.
Off the rails.
Yeah. We'll save that one for another podcast.
Mike looks tired.
Mike is starting. He needs
when
Mike
you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you get
Mike looks like
tired.
He needs to get his oatmeal and you
yeah,
know
and
put his cardigan on and write it right into his
drool cup under his chin before he
he's
got
to refer to his diary tonight when he goes to bed and says,
"Dear
you know,
diary, I forgot what I talked about today."
Are you guys done?
He's gonna refer back to diary.
Yeah, I think
meeting Troy and
we
Jared.
We don't need a third person anymore.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we're not being. All right. We're all right.
Let's call it. Let's call it.
I'd like to thank Mike Minnick, owner of the Imus, original owner,
NFL legend.
The mother flipping legend. Mike, final words.
I don't have any.
And I'd also like to thank our champion for joining us again tonight, owner of the Big TDs and 2019 champion, Jerry Budwatch. Final words.
Lamar Jackson, you can suck my nads.
Oh, man. All right. Well, my name is Troy Keener. I am the commissioner of the BCFFL. And
yeah, any final words, commissioner?
I have no final words. And everybody enjoy their week. Good luck to everybody.
Stay safe.
This has
play
been a
cake.
Soup Party Productions production. Good evening.
Oh.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
No, not just for some,
but
for
everyone.
Oh, man. All right.